friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
One point loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. You held Joe Burrow down under 120 yards passing. Held down Ja'Marr Chase. Held down T. Higgins. Held down their running game. Defense did a great job. Baltimore Ravens. You lose big. Not necessarily on the defense. You shut down Derrick Henry. How do you do that? This defense
and
is
lose?
Playing and lose. This defense is playing terrific football for our Cleveland Browns. Welcome, everybody. Jeff Phelps, along with Andy Baskin, Dan Menigan, Meredith Kane, 216-474-0092, number to join us.
So what are you looking at? I mean, there were three touchdowns in that game. And again, I'm breaking it down backwards. There were three touchdowns. They score 41 points. And what is it? Less than 20? Or there you give up 20-something. Like, there were three drives that had to be less than 35 yards, I think, in that game. And one, they didn't even touch the field. It was the offense gave up the touchdown. So, I mean, when you look at that, so basically, if you want to kind of look at it from my weird angle, defense probably gave up 21 points. Is that fair to the Ravens?
Yeah.
21 points is probably fair enough.
Which is okay.
And by the way, if you do what everybody else in the NFL does, you score 21 points. So, I understand everything you're saying, Jeff.
Well, the numbers here, and I don't want to dwell on the numbers, but they're so glaring, it's ridiculous. And it's only two games. We know that.
Against two good offenses, though. That's
against
thing.
Two really good offenses.
That's the hard part. And with Burrow out, I mean, that probably
changes things a little bit, but Burrow was in.
Yes.
And he had played in the preseason.
Yes.
191 and a half yards per game. So what the Browns are giving up. Next up, the Atlanta Falcons at 229. So it's almost 40 yards difference through two games against two good offenses. And I just wonder, it makes me think, does that give you a chance to win? Like, for instance, this week against the Green Bay Packers and Andy? I think it does. But one thing.
Your offense has to be at least average, Jeff. It's got to be at least average, and it's not. That's the problem. Get to 21 points. We sit here at 17 all the time. You wonder why you're on this losing streak. You can't score.
Okay, let me back that up for you. You ready? Not
yeah.
That it needs backing up.
Sure.
ESPN put out and love looking at all these different opinions on things. ESPN put out their power rankings. Oh, cool. ESPN put out their power rankings, okay, for week three.
Mm-hmm.
Browns have the number one defense in the National Football League, yardage allowed,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And where the Browns are in their power rankings? 30th. That's how bad the offense has been. 30th. With the number one defense through 2 weeks in the National Football League. And
has this ever happened before?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering. Like, I'd love for somebody to do a deep dive on that.
Was written by ESPN's Browns beat reporter, Daniel Oyafusi. And Daniel wrote this, biggest quarterback takeaway, Joe Flacco can't mask fundamental issues with this offense. That's fair. He said Flacco's second stint in Cleveland off to a rough start. And then says the Browns offense has issues across the board. Non-existent running game, poor pass protection. We've seen that so far. Plenty of drops. I mean, think about what the Browns offense has to do. You have Joe Flacco, who's not the same guy that he was years ago, but can certainly still throw the football and run an offense. So what do you need to give him, Andy? A running game.
A running game
which you don't have right now. Good pass protection, which you don't have right now. And hang on to the football when Joe throws it in your vicinity. And they're not doing that right now. So everything that could possibly be going wrong with the offense is probably going wrong or not working real well for the offense. And that is how ESPN has the number one defense in the National Football League through 2 weeks at number 30 in their power rankings.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Now, is that a little low? I don't know, because the offense has been so bad, Andy. I can't tell you that it should be that they should be ranked any higher, despite a terrific defense. Remember, the NFL rules are based around offenses succeeding, and most of the rules aren't put in there to make the defenses better. They're put in there to make the offenses better. So if you can keep a team to 20 points or so, you ought to win some football games. And the Browns have, you know, they've scored 16 and 17 points.
I do think the things, you can clean some things up, right? Like, don't drop passes.
Well, you would think.
I mean, the goal should be real simple. Don't drop any passes. Let's try to get someone or a combination of our running backs to 100 yards. I think if they can do that, they can win games with the defense they currently have. As long as the defense stays healthy. I mean, I'm putting caveats on everything as I keep going here. But
yeah, but
I
just, you know what? You need to.
They just need an average offense to win. An average offense to win.
I agree with you. Rome is in Cleveland. Rome, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I this question keeps coming up. This topic keeps coming up, and I keep going back to the first Ravens Super Bowl. That defense was great. Mm-hmm. But like Andy was saying, the offense has to be average. I think we should still be hopeful because we got Jenkins back, and hopefully he could play a role like sort of like Jamal Lewis played on that team, and give us a chance.
Maybe.
Yeah, I still think he needs. What's crazy is I still think he needs to get in shape. Imagine what he did with 2 days of practice last week. 2 days. Yeah. You know, I'm looking forward to see what he can do. Down the road. We know what he did in college, and it was fun. And it was fun, especially because he had Trayvon Henderson with him, too. And those guys could play off each other. I don't know how it's going to work out here in Cleveland, but it does seem like he has at least one complimentary running back in that backfield with him. So I look forward to it. I think you're right. It's just, it is really frustrating to watch this offense be so bad. They're so bad.
And just one more comment. I can't remember the other rookie running back's name, but they kind of do remind me, yeah. Dylan Sampson, right. They do kind of remind me of the Ernest Biner, Kevin Mack. Like, just put me kind of in that mind frame. Haven't seen enough to really say that that's what it is, but just the running styles. So, yeah, I'm kind of hopeful.
All right, Rome. See, that's what I'm thinking. Thanks for the call, Rome. I'm thinking the same thing. And that comparison, I think, is interesting. You know, because Kevin was more of a power back, and Ernest didn't get the credit for being able to run the football, you know, as often as he did. And then after he left here, he had even more success running the football. Ernest wasn't a little scat back coming out of the backfield. No. I don't think Dylan Sampson is either.
I don't either, yeah.
And that's where I think Rome's comparison actually works. Chuck's in South Euclid. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, we're good. How are you?
All right. Listen, I just think that, listen, Stefanski's been calling these plays now. I don't know, maybe 4 to 6 years he's been here.
This is year number six.
Yeah, he hasn't called all the plays since he's been here, but you're right, for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like we need an offensive coordinator that knows the opposition defensive weakness, because it seemed like that's what a coach, the offensive coordinator, was on, the weakness of the defense of the opposition. And it just looks like when Kevin Stefanski called plays, it's like you had a, you know, being something like that, you see for it. Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't happen. And 9 times out of 10, it don't happen. So we just, to me, I just feel we need an offensive coordinator, a real offensive coordinator.
Well, Chuck, thank you very much. They think they have one in Tommy Rees, and they think they have a play caller in Kevin. You know, and we can sit here and say anything we want about Kevin's play calling. I keep going back to two things. The only thing I've ever thought about Kevin's play calling, when he didn't give the ball to Nick Chubb in clear running easy situations when you're inside the red zone when Nick was here. That used to drive me nuts. I'll still cling to that one. But Mike Martz, one of the great offensive minds in NFL history, keeps telling us when Mike's on the show, Kevin comes up with great play designs. He likes the way he calls a game. He likes what Kevin does. And that carries a lot of weight for me, Andy.
I wonder where Tommy Reese is with Kevin Stefanski. Like, I wonder if they're
on the same page.
Yeah, I wonder if they are. We'll never know. Because if Kevin's calling the plays, unless Kevin walks away from the play calling, we'll never know. And Tommy will be, if Tommy agrees with Kevin, then he agrees with Kevin. That's fine. It's always going to appear that he's agreed with Kevin unless he starts calling plays, right? And then we see the offense play a little bit different. And Kevin did give up the play calling there for a little bit to Ken Dorsey.
Yeah.
So
that didn't work.
No. And I don't know if Kevin just wants to hang on to it. I don't know. I always remember Jim Tressel saying, if I'm not calling plays, then what else am I doing? Overseeing the rest of the team.
Can this defense give you some optimism, folks, despite an offense that has been miserable so far? For some reason, it does. It gives me the idea that if they can figure out this running game, this team might actually win some football games. 216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 11 o'clock. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, cleveland.com.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.